We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Odyssey is giving you a chance to win a trip to London to see Taylor Swift at the Eras Tour. It's Tay in the UK.
Hey, it's Taylor.
Just download the free Odyssey app, log in and listen to a participating station for a minimum of 60 minutes to get your daily entry. And you could win a chance to fly off to London with three friends and see Taylor.
I can't wait to see you at the Eras Tour in London.
For more, go to odyssey.com/Taylor. Tay in the UK.
It's on the Odyssey app.
Thanks to Republic Records.
This is a national contest.
Slacker and Steve.
I thought everyone knew that lemonade stands, they're illegal, they're unregulated and all that. You can't be doing them anyway. So with her running around getting pissed off that no one's purchasing wares from her daughter, that's a little weird.
She wasn't even charging for the lemonade. It was free lemonade.
For free.
Huh?
I said, yeah, for free.
And nobody's, I mean, come on.
Lemonade stands don't be a D. Like, it's a cute little way that kids like try to help.
They can learn commerce and they can learn about capitalism, and I get it.
And most of the kids that I've seen do it are doing it because one of their little friends has leukemia or something.
Which is awesome, but still, technically.
It's awesome that kids have leukemia?
It's awesome that kids are doing something for kids with leukemia.
This is me trying to win an argument with Dirty Tactics. Sorry.
No.
I'm not good at relationships.
But technically, in the end, it's still you're breaking the law. It's not governed. I mean, are you going to, besides, what rational, sane person is going to go purchase, inject something into your body from a 9-year-old?
Ever drink it.
Right. You don't buy it to actually drink it. You buy it to help them out and support these little entrepreneurs.
Yes.
But you just pour it out in front of them?
No, you take it with you in the car.
You take your little Dixie cup.
I'm stuck with this open glass.
No, it's usually in a Dixie cup. It's in the thing you rinse your mouth with at the dentist's office. It's tiny.
Small, tiny little servings?
Oh, my God. And in this particular case, it's a new story of a little kids. Nobody was stopping, so the mom literally stopped traffic to get forced people. She, like, made a barricade or whatever. And everybody who tried the lemonade said it was the worst thing they've ever put in their mouth.
It was warm. There was bugs in the ice.
I've never been to like a good lemonade stand. It's always bad.
Yeah. It's just awful. And it's the kids end up drinking most of their product. They're like drug dealers. They're just snorting up their product.
I don't know that a lot of moms and dads want to think of their children as heroin pushers.
Peddlers.
I want to go back real quick, though. You, when it behooves you, you really follow the letter of the law. It's like, it's illegal because FDA can't regulate it.
Only when I see somebody else doing something they're not supposed to be doing.
You know, smoking weed is still like, federally illegal.
Yeah.
Just throwing it out there, Steve.
Well,
we're a stickler for the law, bruh.
Well, like, that part, it's all confusing and gray.
You would be the hero of a lemonade stand. Because they'll put 50 cents, and knowing full well that no self-respecting adult has change, and you're going to give them a minimum of a dollar.
I usually get about 20.
Right.
Yeah, I don't want your wares. Just keep your crap.
You have to take it.
No, I go, they just want the money. So
they do, but they also want to feel like Steve took their lemonade.
Yeah.
You have to take it. It's a slap in their face if you don't. And you actually have to put it to your mouth. You do it a little bit like Catholic Mass. You just like get it on your lips. And then like...
Or do what you do when you're standing in the bar and people are buying you shots. You just
kids
toss
are brighter
it up
than
dump it out the window as you're driving away.
For my homies! No, you like,
Or you just like... cheers and kind of start to walk away and turn as you're putting it up to your lips.
Holy,
and then by the time you've turned around, they think you're drinking it, but you're not.
So donating $20 is enough. I have to be a thespian and I have to
it's for the kids.
Just for their little
for
feel.
For the kids,
yes.
Steve.
I'd rather just call the cops on them. I'll throw if I... I'll throw money, but this is not convenient. Make it easy for us. You know your customers.
Yeah. They're using like Country Time, or they're using the powder. It's nasty.
Yeah.
There's no powder that makes good lemonade. And anybody who thinks there is has never had Chick-fil-A lemonade. Because that is the standard.
That's a good lemonade.
Like Country Time is butthole.
Yeah.
It's awful.
It's for, yeah.
I grew up on sugar-free Country Time.
Gross.
Oh, no. Wow. There's no point.
And then a lot of the restaurants, like fast food restaurants, when you want water, it's on the Country Time
the
thing.
The little tab.
So you have to like push down on the thing, and the first 3 seconds are like
all
nasty.
Lemon.
Just like, it's got just enough Country Time left in it. Ugh.
How do you guys eat a lemon? If I handed you each a lemon, how would you devour it?
You don't?
What do you mean devour it? Like eat it?
How do you get the lemon into your body? If I hand
nobody just eats a lemon. Lemon is a garnish. I will eat a if you have really rancid breath, you cut a piece of lemon with the rind and all and eat it.
Oh, that's good for...
The lemon rind with the thing will like kill your worst breath in the world.
Didn't know
that. You just ate like pasta with garlic and stuff and you want to make out with this hot dude, like eat a lemon wedge.
Because parsley... kind of does that too, but lemon.
Ew.
That's why they used to give it to you for free to control your breath at the end of the meal.
I thought it was just a garnish. You weren't supposed to
No, you're supposed to consume it for breath. But then I didn't know about lemon rind.
I design my last bite. Everybody does that, right?
Yeah.
Like your very last thing you put in your head. And I wouldn't want to ruin it with like a piece of parsley at the end. I'd rather just have that. Because I've been like on a date where you eat your last bite and then you're like, oh my God, this is perfect. And your date goes, here, boom! And they shove some of their food in your mouth. And you're like, oh my God, you just killed my last bite.
Perfect.
You put your stupid salt and boca in my mouth when I finish with the perfect amount of prosciutto and arugula and sauce. And it's like, nah. I had that piece sitting there on the side for like 10 minutes. Sorry. I should.
She's like, I thought we were here together.
The correct answer is you just squeeze it into water and you make lemonade out of it. That's how you consume a lemon. I didn't make that up.
It's not really lemonade. That's just
lemon water.
With water.
Lemon water.
Yeah.
Lemonade needs sugar.
And sugar. Then you pour sugar in it too.
And not very much water if it's going to be good. Like,
yeah.
Chick-fil-A's, I don't know what their ratio is, but. Oh.
And the pea ice. They do the pea ice with that lemonade. That makes a difference.
Too. It's another level.
Yeah.
So if you happen to be driving around with a fifth of vodka in your car.
That's why you love lemonade stands.
Here, kids, I won't put your swill in my mouth till I get a little bit of. That would be really weird. We set up a vodka stand next to every lemonade stand.
Yeah, here's $20. No, I need 40 lemonades. I'm serious.
Trust me.
Light them up.
Slacker and Steve. Weekday afternoons on Alice.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Odyssey is giving you a chance to win a trip to London to see Taylor Swift at the Eras Tour. It's Tay in the UK.
Hey, it's Taylor.
Just download the free Odyssey app, log in and listen to a participating station for a minimum of 60 minutes to get your daily entry. And you could win a chance to fly off to London with 3 friends and see Taylor.
I can't wait to see you at the Eras Tour in London.
For more, go to odyssey.com/Taylor. Tay in the UK.
It's on the Odyssey app.
Thanks to Republic Records.
This is a national contest.